are live from the shores of the amphitheater at the Wharf in beautiful downtown Orange Beach, Alabama. It's the show, and now here's your horse, Big and Bong.
How do you say wharf?
Wharf. You say wharf.
I love your outfit. Is this the first day of school?
This is like first day of school. We got new uniforms. Love your uniform.
Thank you.
You are looking good.
Yeah, you're looking good. Are those is that a record? Recording? What is that?
It's got
a guitar.
I got it. This is called.
Wait, is that a woman's surfing?
Yes. This is called an LP, a record.
They say LP.
That is
LP.
That's a ukulele.
Ukulele.
What
are
these? Just checkers.
Checkers. Well, anyway, here we are.
Here we are, back again, like we never left.
I know. It's so good to be here at Orange Beach.
I love the wharf. I've been hanging out in my old stomping grounds.
Well, I want to hear about it.
You want me to stomp around a little bit?
Yeah, tell me about it.
Okay, the big news that I heard in stomping grounds.
What's that?
That somebody bought Judge Roy Beans and it's opening back up.
No,
how about
kidding.
That? That's from the...
Well, that means you probably...
Eastern Shore, right to your lips on satellite out to the universe
that
and back.
Well, I bet we can find you there one late evening, probably. You think that might be the case?
These days, I'm not going to act like I go to bed every night at 9:30. No, could be a possibility.
Do you remember playing over at... What's the name of the football stadium in Mobile?
Ladd Stadium.
Ladd Stadium. Coming over, back over to the Eastern Shore and
you and I.
Yes.
Well, I think Bushes.
A young Mike Ramos was.
Mike Ramos was taking care of us.
Yeah, well, he didn't do a very good job.
No, he did not. He did not do a very
good job. We were overserved.
It's his fault.
Yeah, he was.
You know?
We were.
He's the Don McGann of the Coral Reefer Band.
I know,
he's getting blamed for everything.
Yep.
And justly so.
He couldn't get you out of Judge Roy Beans.
That's correct.
Yeah.
You
were serenading.
I was serenading.
Yes.
I was serenading. I was, my past seems to come by me, or did come by me in that place. Then it burned down.
Yeah.
Then Jack died, so he's dead. But,
they're going to reopen. That's great. That's a lot of history.
But I saw some old friends on the Eastern Shore, I lived on Gumbo for 5 days. I couldn't get enough.
Gumbo.
And I went and did the nature tour with Jimbo Metter up in the Delta. Beautiful.
I bet.
And we got great weather here, and we're here. All cranking
right.
up.
I love it.
How about some viewer mail?
Viewer mail. All right. Here we go.
Oh. We still doing that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Viewer mail. I love it. I love viewer mail.
Bing. Bing. Bing.
What?
Yeah, Moondog here. Oh. Hollywood Beach, Florida.
Moondog.
Moondog. Congrats on the new Coral Reefer cannabis line. What is your favorite kind? Cabana, Daydreaming, Seize the Day, Tide Rider, Surfing in a Hurricane, or Stories We Could Tell?
Mine is, what's the, give me that choice again.
Cabana, Daydreaming.
Yeah. Seize the day.
I'm seize the day
right now. I'm moving up the charts.
All right.
I've heard good things about it all, but I'm kind of a low.
Lower amount of THC.
Seize the day is that's what I'm on now, but I'm going to try them all if I have not already.
Well, I've got another question for you.
It's good. It's good for the body. Good for the soul.
That tsunami is very nice.
Have you tried the tsunami?
I have tasted the tsunami just a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Very nice.
Very nice?
Okay.
Go smooth.
It's very smooth.
Yes. I went to the store in Pensacola. I ran into Frank and Lola.
You did?
Yeah, they're customers.
They live over there in Pensacola.
Frank and Lola live in Pensacola. And, remember when I was a kid, I'd go to the state line and get my free orange juice. Now I got I'm a Florida resident. I go across there and get... It's not free, but it's good.
You got your medical card.
The times they are changing, as Bob Dylan said.
Matt Gibbons, Gulf Shores, Alabama. Bing.
Yo.
I heard the Riddles and the Sand album cover was shot in Gulf Shores.
That's correct.
Any fun stories from that photo shoot?
No.
Of course not.
No.
I'm sure. During the next.
No, it was supposed to be called Gulf and Western.
Okay.
And then it seems like that became a style of music in the country music field that started on. I couldn't call it that because there was a company called Gulf and Western that owned Paramount at the time, and they said I couldn't have it. So fuck them.
I know. Corporate America.
Oh, did I say that on?
Oh. You said that on
What? Are they going to throw me off of my own channel?
Yeah.
Huh? Bomb.
Yeah.
T. Corcoran, Lakeland, Florida. Wait a minute.
Wait a minute. No.
What was for $60? Take the $60 question for vehicles in your past.
Right. My favorite vehicle.
What was the green weenie?
My favorite vehicle. The green weenie. Okay. By the way, Tom Corcoran was...
He's still here.
I know. He was your photographer at
yes.
the time.
Yes, he was.
But he had double duty. He was the driver.
Driver of the green weenie.
And he carried the crew around.
Yes.
It was a RV.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and it was green.
Well, it's green, and it had a weenie.
We don't want to go there.
No.
But it traveled the southeast.
No. What we did is we took it, we rented it, and we told them we were traveling the southeast for a month. And we took it to Oregon and back.
Did it go to all the way?
It went all the way back, and when we took it back in, Corcoran took it, he said, "What do I do?" It's just horrible. I said, "Just look at him and say, I feel as bad about this as you do, and run."
And what happened after
he
that?
He ran.
Okay, good. But anyway, no, it brings back a lot
green
of memories.
Green weenie. Oh, my God. A green weenie.
Talking about.
That was pre-bus.
You know, you might not have had anything.
Did I have a bus then?
We were on the bus. Yeah, okay. You had the bus, but the crew had the green weenie. But anyway, you know, there was nothing going on in that photo shoot, but there were some things going on in that green weenie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Some party.
We have a party pass. There's no doubt about it.
Because that's when we had to do the... rest and recuperation, R&R over at the
Gulf Shores Park, Gulf State Park.
Gulf Shores State Park. Yes, thinking we had
R&R.
They forgot to shut down the bar, though.
Yes,
so we didn't do any R&R.
No.
All right, anyway.
Is it you?
Yeah, it's for me.
Bong?
Yeah.
Adam Ramon.
Adam Ramon?
Well, Adam Raymond, or Raymond. We could say Ramon if you would like. Ramon. Orange Beach, Abilama.
Uh-huh.
Bong.
Yeah.
When you're not on tour, what do you do for fun?
I travel the world. I hit a golf ball. I walk the world.
I think you should say I hit the world and travel a golf ball.
I travel a golf. I hit the world and travel a golf ball.
Okay,
that's what I do for fun.
You walk the world.
I do.
Yeah,
he walks the world. I do.
He's probably walking.
He's in the land of Forrest Gump. You know? And that's what Jimbo did.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the show.
We got a good set list tonight for everybody.
We've got some new
Alabama.
Don't even say it.
Big surprises.
But
out
I'm going to say that it might.
Yeah, I give it up. But you go ahead.
No, there's a little.
Tempt them.
Well, there's a portion of the show. It's a unique portion of the show that is. We swore off these things that we used to do, called skits.
Yay!
Skits. We have a skit. That's
we
right.
Have
we have a skit.
Woo-hoo.
We have a skit.
But anyway, but it's a nice change.
Well, we're going to find out.
Yeah, we are. We're going to see if it goes.
Yeah, we're going to find it out. Remember, two clues. Never forget, it can go to hell at any moment. Never forget the duck.
Never forget the duck. All right.
We'll test those out tonight.
All right, guys.
All right.
That's it there. Call for you on stage.
We're
have a
back
great
on
evening.
Tour.
Thank you.
Woo-hoo.
See you in Atlanta.
All right.